Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To present Jeremy Roenick with his plaque, please welcome, from the class of 2013, Chris Chelios.
That's my hero. Captain America, Chris Chelios. Never saw a guy love the game or more dedicated to the game ever like you, Chelly.
Wow. Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the Score. What a treat we have this morning. Not only are we going to be talking to our guy, BetMGM Ambassador Chris Chelios, BetMGM, but also the newest minted member of the Hockey Hall of Fame, Jeremy Roenick, JR, with Chris now, and all guests brought to you by Aturo. Your all-weather tire at Turo.com. Gentlemen, good morning. How are you doing?
Morning, guys.
Doing good. Morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. How are we doing? Good morning.
Well, we're all fired up. That was great stuff, Jeremy. I mean, I'm sure that is something you'll remember for the rest of your life. And watching it and thinking about all of the great Blackhawks involved, and thinking about your career with the Blackhawks, thinking about Chris, thinking about Doug Wilson, you thanked as well. It was a great event for Chicago.
Yeah, it really was. It was very special. It was something that I needed in my life. It's something that I wanted very much. To be able to express a lot of feelings and a lot of emotions that I've had over not only the last 12 years waiting for this opportunity, but 30 years, being a Blackhawk. So, my first speech was like 20 minutes and I got yelled at, and now I had to take out so much. And there were so many people that obviously that you want to thank and you want to talk about, Chris being, one of the foremost people. There's nobody that I would have thought of on top of Chris to be up there with me to welcome me into one of the most prestigious clubs in the world. And how I feel about him goes beyond words. So for me to start that with Chris and to have him up there with me was I think more meaningful than I think Chris even understands or knows or anybody. And it was just too bad I can't elaborate as much as I feel in such a short amount of time up there. But I did get some cleansing. I did I did what I really wanted to do. And Chris gave me a really good piece of advice right when I was up there, before I started. He said, just be you. And that just made it all – that made me so calm. And it came out much smoother than I expected it would.
Chelly, how special was it to be asked to introduce JR, and what did you want to make sure that you got across in your message?
Well, it was an honor, obviously, and I can't say I had a better teammate ever in my life. I've, you know, gotten along with all my teammates, but you know, my bond with Jeremy in those years we were together in Chicago and being in my hometown, and the success we did have early in the '90s, going to the finals, All Star game, some real special moments with Jeremy. So, and quite honestly, I didn't get to hear Jeremy talk about me. He just played that little. That hit there, and I was walking backstage. So thank you, Jeremy, for the kind words. That was really nice. We had a good group of guys. He mentioned Tony Amonte, Eddie Belfour was up there, Steve Larmer, Savvy. So it was special to share that. And I know it meant a lot to Jeremy. Like you mentioned, over the past 12 years, wasn't a matter of, you know, if it was when, obviously Jeremy, we wish your father could have been here. Just like I wish my dad could have been here for the retirement. But, you know, just seeing Jeremy's family, his kids, all his friends that I've known for crazy that's been 30 years. But, it's special. It's a special moment. And I think Jeremy, I don't want to say it was a relief for him, but just for him to share that with his friends in the city of Chicago, everybody remembers him as a Blackhawk. That's the bottom line. So, it's what a great career he had and a great person.
Going back to '92, JR.
I'm crying again. See, now I'm crying again.
Stop crying, dude.
What do you remember most about your time in Chicago, Jeremy, when you talked and reflected at your speech while you're going into the Hall of Fame? 53 goals is something that is hard to get past when you look at your numbers and you remember that season especially. But what do you remember most?
Well, I think it was such a impactful time. I have trouble remembering a lot about, a lot of things, mainly because of a lot of, concussions and just a lot of stress and things that have happened in my life. But there are things that I remember the most are those early days in Chicago. I said really quickly in my speech about walking into Chicago and having those, those fears of, turning pro. I talk about running into Al Secord. I talk about Mike Keenan. I talk about, how tough of a league it was. And I was only 158-60 pounds when I got there. And one of the things that really resonates the most is, having a good year and then Dennis Savard getting traded and what kind of pressure that put on me, them trading away Dennis to get Chelly, which turned out to be, as much as I love Dennis, getting Chelly into that locker room really changed the course of my development, between him and Steve Larmer and Michel Goulet. There was a leadership in that room that really you couldn't stray. And, Chelly is one of the only guys in my life that would, if I was out of line or if I was doing something that wasn't team oriented or being very individual, Chelly was that guy that grabbed me and said, "Hey, listen, we don't do it that way." Showing what leaders are and being in that All-Star game in 1991 was fantastic. Going to the Cup, like Chelly said, winning 11 straight and the team that we had, those years were spectacular. I mean, those are, Michelli and I going to, to Bulls games and watching Jordan and Pippen and, riding our motorcycles to practice and stuff like that. These were very impactful years for me and ones that I'll never forget.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. no matter what. Just take a shot, pass the rest to your entire squad, and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5HourEnergy.com with the purchase of Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's so much fun to think about that, to go back and look at it. And obviously, you know, we're sitting here now and we're looking at the Bears season and it feels like it's falling apart. And you think about young players and the people that have an influence on them, the coaches, other players. Teams go into crisis sometimes because they get the wrong people around players. You know what I'm saying? Like you have to have the right things in your system in order for anyone to succeed.
Yeah, there's no question. You know, for me, I'll speak first. A coach can make or break you, whether he gives you confidence or, you know, he takes you down. I mean, I'll use Mike Keenan as a perfect example. He was hard on guys. You had to have thick skin for him, and he was the perfect coach for me at that point in my career. I've had some of the greatest coaches, LeMaire, Bowman. So, right. But at the end of the day, you know, I believe in these guys, and I had great leaders in Bob Gainey, Larry Robinson to break into the league. And Jeremy can touch on that too. I compare him to like a Yzerman type situation when he got to the Hawks. Yzerman went for years without, you know, really any leadership. He was the youngest in the room. And, you know, Jeremy was a good listener. He really was, believe it or not. and he did eventually mold into the team player that he was. And it's hard, you know, after the success J.R. had as a kid and at the academy. And now you're watching Bedard go through. It's a big transition. And you could, you know, it could make or break you. So Jeremy obviously rose to the occasion and became the player that he was.
Yeah, and I think it's a different mentality too, right? Today, these kids today, they're very coddled. I think they grew up a lot easier. I mean, they grew up in an electronic age, that around computers, sitting in front of phones, not having the face-to-face interaction, not being very comfortable with eye-to-eye contact or having any kind of verbal confrontation or back in the early 90s, if you weren't doing something right, somebody's getting in your face,
right?
And they're yelling. And if you didn't have thick skin, if you didn't take it personally, if you took it personally, you were going to get pushed out. And, you know, it's a different mentality now. And back then you had to listen, and you're going to make a decision. Either you're going to accept criticism and just bear down, work harder, or you are going to find yourself out of the game. That's not the case anymore. It's very soft. I think players are very soft. They're very temperamental. Their feelings get hurt, and they make so much money nowadays that it's almost like there's no fear of losing something. It's a different mentality. And Chris was one of those guys that made sure that and Mike Keenan was one of those guys that made sure that everything was kosher in the locker room. Everybody was on the same page. And, you know, if you had an identity, you're playing to it. There was no individualism.
Chelly, you can book our show anytime. Thanks, guys. This has been great.
It's great. JR, congrats, man. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, you guys.
Yeah,
love you, Chelly.
You guys.
Yeah. Love you, Chelly.
All right,
guys,
later.
That is Chris Chelios and Jeremy Roenick. Come on.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic.
You can tell they're still emotional.
You can tell
they're still fresh off that Monday night honor. It's the honor of a lifetime. He thanked Doug Wilson for saving his life. He had Chris Chelios introduce him. Very much a Chicago story.
Yeah.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between with 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack. you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5HourEnergy.com with the purchase of Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.